Whoa.
Whoa. Whoa. What the hell up for? Y'all ain't been talking about that.
Nah, I like it. I like
no,
it.
No. We love it.
Nah.
It's just, we don't talk about that here. So continue. Kilo is what
this is back in the day in my time when I was doing dirty fucking shit.
Right. I like it.
Y'all shit is called dirty water.
Dirty? Yeah. Give me the dirty.
I'm gonna give
you some dirty shit.
Podcast. Dirty Water Podcast.
Because them niggas don't look like they got a hunt. They bought a lamb, but that house they standing in, if that's his house, that ain't it. Oh, yeah.
I'm gonna wait so I hit record.
Oh, yeah, that shit don't turn on.
Yeah, we good. Don't worry about it. Shit broken. Got my nigga passport scoob in this bitch. Yeah. Yeah, let me go ahead and play my nigga shit, man.
Might be a clap.
Fuck this shit, man.
Oh. Oh, I see what you did with this, nigga.
I'm from the city where it's slaughtered.
Okay.
Me from the west side, aim your hands in the sky. My lips split for chips, for bricks, for only. It's hoods, crimes, and clock nines. You know school. Price of being a soldier, you want it, I send them over. The 18 touchdown with that gritty, we Minnesota. It's all about how you flipping, but you know it, they need the soda. For extra 50, fuck it, I send the dozer. Big rotation, big motion. I'm in the all black pennies, these are with loners. It's big now, big bitch, pop shit like Kenneth Owens. Crip blue Chevy, I don't know if it's bowling or rolling. Rip through belts with the arc of the dancing. If he talk heavy, spooked out this nigga like nothing merits. But dance in the path towards peace like blueberries. Not in my pocket, the size of two carrots. I call my pen YNW Melly. You know. Passport Pino, still stuff in the diesel. I'm the yacht man, feed it to diesel. I'm BC. I'm the yacht man. Call me Beanie Siegel.
Oh my god, hold on. Let me turn this shit off. Hold on. This nigga's going crazy. Let me get the microphones and shit situated. Boom, yeah, everything's good now. Say a little something, make sure you good, bro.
Yo.
I got you too loud.
Yo.
Say something.
Yo.
We good.
Let's
CJ
do
gonna
it.
Fucking kill me. Shout out to CJ. Get my shit right. Passport scooping this motherfucker. This is Dirty Water Podcast. I'm Lexington.
Moses.
Yep.
This is episode 150.
50.
Buck 50.
Fuck cancer.
Word, absolutely.
Passport Scoob in this bitch with us.
And what's up with it? What's up, fellas?
Shitting on you.
Back, fam. What's up, man?
Let me spark my blood, man.
Yeah, you know what we do, man.
Damn,
spark
man.
Up, man.
Right, man. You light it, man.
I don't have one today. I can't borrow yours.
This ain't the barter system.
It's a problem borrowing your lighter,
this
Moses?
This ain't the barter system. Nah, you can borrow my lighter. Don't say nothing when I borrow something. Don't say nothing.
Nah, Nathaniel, huh?
You know what I'm saying? Nah. 100,000, let me borrow that. Don't say nothing.
Scoob.
What's up, man? What's up with you?
Welcome back.
Thank you, man. Glad to be back.
How are you, bro?
I'm doing great, man. Good. Been on the road a little bit, you know what I'm saying?
I've been watching you.
Healthy.
Yeah, man, rubbing shoulders. I'm rubbing shoulders, man.
I've been watching you. You done went to New York and all kind of shit.
Yeah,
you got a lot of shit going on with this rap shit. And I like it.
Yeah, man. I appreciate you. Thank you, man. I appreciate y'all, you know man. You know, rubbing the shoulders the right way. You know what I'm saying?
Eating lobster and truffle pasta.
Look at this guy. You know what's crazy? I'm allergic to seafood.
Are you really?
That's crazy, yeah.
Oh, that sucks. Yeah. I just had some king crab legs earlier for lunch.
Man, I just tell shorties that I don't put nothing in my mouth to stink.
They go crazy.
Nah, them titties be stinking.
They took like a bag of dimes.
They just got to put deodorant up under it. My titties sweaty. Big titties. I'm going to put some shirt on my titties.
Oh, yeah. It's hot too. Shout out to the deodorant titties.
Yeah. Looking like the football face.
It's showtime, bro. Right. It's showtime.
Looking like the football face. The fuck is up on your titties? Yo, a Twinkie, I forgot.
It's that Moses. That nigga a fool. Right?
School.
What's up,
came
baby, man?
Through. We got some new music out.
That Rockefeller Flows is crazy, right?
I like that shit.
Yeah,
shit, I like that shit.
That shit hit.
Stamp yeah. 2.
Make you want to put on, you know what I'm
Stamp
saying?
2.
Man, smack people the back of the
I
head.
I came, you know what I'm saying? I came with Stamp 1, and I came back for the Stamp 2. You know what I'm saying? It's a trilogy. Stamp, maybe all over the place, man. Stamp 3 is already done. That shit coming out later on.
This is real music.
Hell yeah. Me and my big brother Hood the Mayor, we got Juice coming out September 1st.
Shout out to Hood.
His birthday September 2nd. Mm. We in Greensboro September 3rd. Mm. It's a move, man. Let's go.
Y'all moving around.
Yeah, man. Let's go. I'm
trying to figure it out out here. That's yeah, what I'm trying to like. The grind, the hustle.
That's it, man.
What producers you got on Stamp 2?
Off the rip, I got 3G Lee. He does the intro, which is Irvin Plaza. And he does, man, probably one of my biggest like block party joints, which is The Only Way. He did that one. That's number one and two. That's off the rip. I got my man Ford. Always probably gonna have him on the project. You know what I'm saying? Cause that's family always. My man AdWords did the Rockefeller Flows. Jesus Christ, man, he went crazy, man. I got my guy Dreyard from overseas. He from Belarus, dog. I hit him for the pub info. He said, "Bro, we ain't got pub info over here in Belarus, bro."
Yeah.
Just, you know what I'm saying? Just
do the right thing.
Just, you know what I'm saying? Just show love to the right thing. Of course, bro. Mm. Absolutely. That's crazy, man. You know
but they are those other producers from here?
Yeah. Fayetteville.
There you go, Fayetteville.
AdWords is from Queens, though. AdWords is from my mom's from Queens. You know what I'm saying? She's from Corona. So it's mad love right there. You know what I'm saying? My man Izzy Nice is here. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. Absolutely.
Mm. What was your mindset? Stamp 2. Because you know what I'm saying? Going Stamp 1, you know the pressure.
Yeah,
the fans like, you know, I need that consistency.
I don't know, Moses. I don't think he has pressure because he's a rapping ass nigga, man.
Yeah, but still,
I don't think
like,
he got pressure.
Though...
I think he go in there and it's just flowing. Okay. Shit's just flowing for him.
Yeah. Listen to this.
Go ahead, I'm listening, bro.
Anybody who's basketball player, even rappers, whoever go out and do anything, we don't see that, but they still get that little nervous. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You ain't gonna see it because they've been doing it, but some people just hate the jitters. I hate the jitters. Who the fuck wanna go up there with jitters? But that shit make you, you know what I'm saying, if you know how to beast it.
But like, you know what Mike Tyson said? He was scared to death before every fight.
You see what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
How can you know that? Right, like, right. I'm scared of you, motherfucker.
Right, so.
Like, you just killed that man.
Right, so.
You just bit his ear.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Put some old bass sauce on it.
Right, so like I'm, so like I'm.
So, maybe,
so like to answer your question, like I'm like a chess player, so I'm one of them kind of like over analyze shit. Like I think I overthink it, so I do get that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Okay,
I do get that pressure. Like, so I understand your question. Feel me? But see, like my big, like I always say, my big brother's 6 years older than me, so I feel like I gotta impress him and his crew. That's who I always kind of looked up to.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Him and his crew, you know what I'm saying? So they're the ones who taught me the hip hop. So if I can get them or not, I can get anybody else too. You know what
have you ever got to that point where you felt like you might have been better than your brother? Is it that type of like little competitiveness?
Yeah, absolutely. You know what I mean? And y'all listen, absolutely.
Y'all spar with each other like.
Absolutely. Right. Like we go for each other's head, pause. But you can hear on September 1st when we drop Juice. It's a lot of back and forth, and it's a lot of heavy bars, it's a lot of heavy talk on that shit, you know what I'm saying? So you can tell, but man, to be honest with you, I just feel like if I'm on a track with anybody, I don't care who it is, man, woman, nor child.
Nobody's exempt out here.
If you step up like a grown man, you deserve to get your ass like a grown man. My mama taught me that for a long time ago.
Yeah.
So... You know what I'm saying? This is what it is. If it got to be my brother, it's got to be my brother at the time. That's what the mayor does, some man. He got what the 2-6 anthem. Go ahead.
What is the bullshit of it all?
The bullshit?
Like, this shit that you hate, like, putting a project, you know what I'm saying, getting it. Because, like, think about it. You got to call people. You got to get them up. You got to have that right attitude. Some days you ain't going to have that attitude, like, I don't feel like recording, but I need to get this done. Are you still going to do it? Or are you the type of person, like, ain't the mood, I'm not going to do it now. It ain't going to sound right.
You know what? You know what? That's a good question because because that really depends. Money because sometimes Moses. You don't. Making money, Moses. Listen, like you don't want to force that shit, and people gonna be able to tell that shit force.
Yeah,
honestly, you know what I'm saying.
But
I would say like the most bullshit that you know what I'm saying that we kind of we kind of got rid of the bullshit. Now we feel like because our biggest thing was you know what I'm saying like. Having to record it, it don't sound right. I need somebody to go back in there. But see, now we done built our own studio. We put our own money in, you know what I'm saying? Built the studio. We got our own visual. You know what I'm saying? So we don't need nobody to shoot our videos. We don't need nobody to record us.
Yeah.
We don't need nobody to do our mixes. We'll set them off.
Hey.
Yo, Henny.
Henny.
Here we go. It was Henny. Y'all calling that. He's she cool. Right.
Security.
She's a protector.
Oh, yeah, security. That's a full bulldog. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, so, you know what I'm saying? We'll send it off to get mastered. You know what I'm saying? We'll send it off to get mixed, you know, how it is, but you know.
That's why.
We'll need it. Yep.
Mm-hmm. I should hear this nigga from down the street.
Down the block.
Mm-hmm. Nigga Jizzle pulling up broski. Real quick. But now we gotta keep going. He that door's unlocked, right? He could walk in. He's straight. He don't ring the doorbell or knock or some shit.
Come back. He still gonna knock.
Yeah, he takes too long. That's my nigga. Man. I love this nigga. Come on. I love this nigga, man. So Scoob, stamp 2. I noticed that you dropped stamp 1, the stamp earlier. You know what I'm saying? So, like you said, it's a trilogy. So, when's the next one coming, though? It seemed like you pushing the music this year. And it's almost 2024 now. You know, we getting to the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Like, come on. Yeah.
Security, hold on.
Security.
Security tail wagon.
Right. Tail wagon.
We recording, Julie.
We live, Jack.
No, you can go ahead. Just go ahead. Do what you do. You know what I mean?
No way. All so in the camera.
That's my God, brother. Dude,
yes, sir.
So, yeah, fourth quarter.
Everybody see Jizzle?
So, is it going to be stamp 3? Is what you're saying?
Stamp 3, fourth quarter. Absolutely.
When do you think that's coming?
That's probably going to be like.
Pause.
Hey, yo.
Yo, see, yeah.
I had to catch myself. I can't relax. Wait. I had to catch
Let's
myself.
Go. Let's go. Because I've been waiting myself. To talk about this for a minute. Let's go.
Here we go, yo.
I'm going to say probably like either December or either the you know what I'm saying, the top of the first January.
See, man, you dropping next year, man.
Nah, but
you
see.
You doing it next year, bro.
I got more projects coming out in the meantime.
I thought you was going to say November or something. Oh,
but yeah, I got more projects coming out in the meantime because, you know, me and Salute the General dropped the Cinema 1. So we about to drop Cinema 2. You know what I'm saying? So I got to give them something in between Stamp 1 and Stamp 2 besides the juice. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to look forward to the Cinema 2 dropping probably November-ish. October, late October, November-ish.
Okay.
Then I'm going to drop Stamp 3.
Let me ask you this. What inspires you to continue to do music? Like, you don't get bored of it. You don't get tired of it. You just, like, this is just what you love to fucking do.
Absolutely, man. this is what I love, man. This is just, because music is forever, bro. Timeless. You know what I'm saying? You're going to always be able to do music.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Anybody can, you know what I'm saying, that got that talent is going to always have that talent. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So they can always do that music. Nobody's going to stop you. You know what I'm saying? You're always going to have somebody that want to hear what you got to say, honestly, mm-hmm. especially if you're saying some shit. Mm-hmm. That's the difference.
At least you're not wasting talent. Now, that's the big thing. How do you know when it's time to hang the gloves up when it ain't hit? Not saying sure,
oh,
your respect.
Oh, yeah, you'll know. You know, I feel like.
Because a lot of them, they know, but they still like, bro, it's bro. Stop.
Like who?
This ain't working.
Uh-oh.
Still doing the D4L?
Uh-oh.
Huh? Still doing the D4L?
I never did the D4L.
No, I'm not talking about you.
You Johnny Low.
I got flavor. But
they different. You see what I'm saying? They different. You know what I'm saying? The boys knock you the fuck off. You not that type. You see what I'm saying? They did stuff for a reason. It's like a money-making scheme.
That was heat back.
It was like, but they not putting out heat, though. You know what I'm saying? They know, like, Sherry Lowe didn't really need the rap game. None of them really needed the rap game. You know what I'm saying?
That was heat back then. But you like
look,
that.
It was heat, but you was not Laffy Taffy. You was not bumping that in New York. So stop it.
They was bumping that shit in the party.
I know. See, nah, y'all New York niggas are hide that Laffy Taffy shit.
Y'all was playing Laffy Taffy in New York, Dave?
Parties that was lit. That would come
true.
On and keep
that's
it moving.
True. That is true.
Hey, look at that shit pop.
But we gotta understand.
That was an error.
But see, we gotta understand this is a different thing, especially they throwing that money and know what's really hitting.
Everybody was dancing, nigga.
Yeah, but
was getting like
niggas was doing yeah, but all
I'm
that
just saying
was crazy.
From and I probably feel like
people don't dance
from
today.
The south. We feel like North won't
dance
bump and certain clubs.
I think I think they probably dance with they people dance with their friends and shit more. Than they dance with people in the club. You know what I mean,
they dancing on the couch together. They ain't no like they ain't on the dance floor.
Them niggas in the club doing TikTok dances. Probably. Everybody in the club on their phone.
That's
ain't nobody having a good time.
It's not a club. That's why.
So everybody like this.
Minute, so.
You know what I mean? See a whole lot of this in the club. Right?
The power of that phone.
And they can be friend, though. We don't have nobody behind
nobody
him. It's popping. No, it's not.
I'm popping.
There's one person at the bar, nigga. I'm out here stunting.
We got sparklers.
Got my Versace on.
Sparklers on my water.
As long as they got the sparkles, they feel.
Not on the water.
As long as they got the sparkles, they feel fancy.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
I didn't want this. I want the road.
I see the joint that it said a chick sent her man a bottle and said, take care of your
take
kids.
Take care of your kids.
On the sign in the sparkle. She spent the name.
The disrespect.
Disrespect.
The disrespect.
That's hard.
He couldn't even say one.
If he was, man, take care
if
of your
he was stunting,
yeah,
bro,
take care of your fucking kids.
Take care of your fucking kids, yeah. Bro.
You're but then you can't say that, bro, because these girls would lie and just say that shit.
That's
just,
true.
You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
Because they, you automatically, yeah, nigga, like.
But why are they lying to say that shit? Because most of the time, the niggas ain't taking care of their responsibility like they supposed to.
The thing is, that's why you jump. That's why you can't automatically judge. You got to find out, especially you know that type of person.
It's funny though. He's in the club. Ain't
you seeing with the kids and
shit.
Everything? You still gonna talk about something? Yeah, he wrong. No, you don't. How's that?
You can't be in the club. You can't.
You can't have a daddy.
You can't
have a daddy day. What the fuck is wrong with y'all?
That's what you call.
What is wrong with y'all? You can't have a daddy day out. Like, oh, your daddy better not be going out nowhere. He better not get no pussy. He better not be smoking no weed.
The funny part about it is they was both in the club.
Where yeah, daddy both of them in the club. Where the kid?
Where the kid?
Where the kid?
Daddy got to have a light,
too.
Daddy
don't walk in front
of
him.
Daddy got to have a light, too.
Thing it is.
And then cut off.
Yo, Scoob, do you ever get nervous to perform?
Every time
you get nervous?
Yep.
Why you think, like, do you ever go out there and be like, man, I hope I don't get booed tonight?
How do you handle booed?
That's
what he wants. How do you handle booed? Because OJ Juice Man was like, hey, yo, fuck, nigga, I'll fuck you.
Have you ever been booed before?
I'll be on that shit.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, listen, don't get it confused.
Fortunately, we have not.
That's dope.
But like, it's just like Mike Tyson said. You know what I'm saying? Like before every boxing match. You know what I'm saying? Before every basketball game, football game. If you don't get that little jitters in it, you don't really love this shit.
But it's like you would tell a nigga like after the concert, you would keep it professional because you got to make that money. But like, nigga, see me outside. The goons is coming around my pussy.
I ain't gonna tell you nothing. I'm just gonna show you, Chuck. You'll hear about it.
Hey, I ain't say nothing. They ain't got me on the record saying shit.
Not Nathaniel.
I'm an artist, man.
That's all we're here for. Spread this dope music.
Music is dope, though.
And it's stamped.
Yeah, music is dope.
That's a stamp on it.
Going through their veins.
Yo, school, so what you want to get off your chest before we get to our topics? I mean, you definitely going to join us with our topics, too.
What do you want to tell them fuck niggas that you've been waiting to say, huh?
He says it
to them pussy-ass niggas that you've been waiting to say something to. They've been hating like a motherfucker.
There you go. There you go. Yeah, see, he said like...
With the Camelot mouth.
He was saying what I was thinking.
Okay,
you know
okay,
I mean?
Okay, okay. Okay, listen. Watch this. That's it. Watch this, cause I got a whole lot of shit coming in that, you know what I'm saying? We don't even tell niggas, we just show niggas, cause niggas be hoe niggas.
Pause.
So
that's another thing I want to talk about too.
Uh oh. Okay.
Like how, like it's go. Look, it's so ridiculous now. You gotta say pause everything, like
that is
kind of
you gotta say pause and everything. You know I don't gotta say pause and everything.
You probably do.
No, I don't.
You say a lot of crazy
shit. I don't really have too many pausable moments.
Nigga, you say a lot of crazy stuff.
Shut the fuck up, Dave.
You say a lot of crazy
stuff. I said pause early.
Just might ask you something. Yeah, we got a party. Yeah, we all coming to the party. Like, pause. What kind of meat is that in there? It's a big meat. Pause. Hey, stop saying
that. I don't say that. Hey, I don't know. Come on.
Yeah. Because you be smiling. You don't. As soon as you smile, it's over. It's fucking done. Whatever come out your mouth, you don't understand it.
Pause is funny as hell.
Yes.
It's just funny.
You can't go to the store and get shit now. You know what I'm saying?
You can't even say nothing.
Yeah.
It's only funny if the people you around know what the fuck it means. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they all the covers is funny. It's just pause. Who's pause? Who's pausing? My drawers just got pause on them?
I think I said pause to a waitress before.
That's funny.
Like, what you mean? What she was like on big straw pause.
No. What did you say? Like, your order's on the way? Well, no, it was on something like, I want the rice with the two meats. And I was like, pause.
Mmm.
Oh, she was a white,
he
was two meats. Was a white girl, too. She was like, excuse me?
What are you talking about? She ain't get nothing. You
he want double.
She was like, what?
One of those dudes at the table want double meat.
That guy right there.
Wave your hand, sir. Him, double meat.
See, I'm here with my son. So
double
my...
meat.
Him.
Is that
him?
That's a double meat, nigga.
So, like, is that the title of this episode? Double
meat. Like, bro, it's ridiculous now.
Nah, because I be with my son, so I be having to say pause around him. Because he 14, like, got on 15. So, they on that pause shit right now. He be on my ass, pause. So, I be like, yo, all right, let me say that. He busted out laughing as soon as I said it to the waitress, too. I was like, oh,
man. Yeah, that's hilarious.
No. He couldn't wait for
me. I was just busting shit. Oh, huh? God.
No, the white woman, she was like, excuse me?
Wait for you not to.
Because they don't understand what the fuck, what?
He could wait for you not to.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of my son, oh, man, I'm glad you little badass kids is going back to school.
When is it? Tomorrow, right?
Yes. Yeah. Take your asses to go learn something. Get out of my house. Stop spending my money feeding y'all asses during the day. Like, oh, man, I'm glad they're gone. I'm glad they're gone, man. Go eat lunch by myself. My bill's going to be way smaller. Like, going out with two kids and shit, man.
So, shit, what you going to do now?
Huh?
I said, what you going to do now that you got some time?
I'm grinding right now, bro. I'm grinding.
Pornhub.
Fuck
to the max.
What?
To it's the free. Man. It's free.
That's what you think of me, bro. Like, I really be minding my business.
Like, I feel like you chill out. Just, you know what I'm saying? Sleep. That's it. Like, as soon as it's gone, all you do is sleep. Try to catch up on shows and shit.
Nah,
that's what you're going
to
be doing.
I want to start going to the gym, working out and shit. I got to get my life together.
Oh my god.
Yo, Dave, what
please.
Was laughing? Yo, Dave, what was fucking laughing at? What the fuck so funny, Dave?
Because he can see you in the gym looking stupid.
Hey, why do I look stupid in the gym?
Oh my god. Shit. Yeah. Three more. It's killing me. I can't hear you, bro. I'm too pepped out.
Fuck out of here.
This water's delicious. Quench my thirst.
This is how they treat me here, bro. Like, your whole really voice changed. I try shit. To be positive, you know what I mean? I try to elevate my life. And,
they're not bossy.
And they just laugh and bring me down.
They're not body positive.
Like,
yeah. You sound like you came off as Expendables and shit.
Y'all affect my mental health. I don't think y'all understand that.
Well, my light skin looks better because I'm in the gym. Fucking glowing, man.
What?
It's Rob Broccoli helped me with my status.
I'm not fucking with you, Moses. Yo, I'm not fucking with you. Yo, how y'all feel about Trump, man?
What? Fuck Trump. Fuck Trump. Stop asking me about fucking Trump. Listen to y'all. I'm telling everybody.
Uh-huh.
I don't give a fuck about that, man. I got shit to do, nigga. Stop fucking talking about somebody I don't give a fuck about.
So look, let me ask you, would you rather had Trump 4 years or these last 4 years with Biden?
Fuck anybody. Man, listen, man.
School trying to get
they don't control shit anyway.
I was just asking about the mugshot.
I was just in and out. One
school
question.
Want to get political on this.
No. One question in and out.
I can't go nowhere. Oh, you ain't with Trump? I don't give a fuck, nigga. What you doing?
I just find it funny how Trump gets all the indictments in the world and does not do
he's
one
rich.
Day, not one
he
day in jail.
Not
he don't do day. Not one night in jail, my nigga.
How you get a bail for the RICO?
You can't lock a former president up. That shit don't look good.
How you get a bail for the RICO? In.
Somebody going to jail. It ain't going to be him.
So what the fuck y'all keep charging him with shit for?
They
he ain't going to jail.
Man,
that's
man, bullshit.
Y'all might leave that motherfucker alone, man.
That's money shit.
Ain't doing nothing but making him bigger to the people that like him.
Yeah, that's all.
Yeah, like...
That nigga ain't going to jail. Somebody going to jail, but he ain't going to jail.
Shit, bad news, good news. That's a duplicity stunt. I don't give a fuck about what
he got Gunner's lawyer. He about to tell.
Giuliani and the RICO
Giuliani,
too, right?
Yeah,
it's crazy.
I mean, he out, but yeah, he called him.
All them niggas got the RICO and got bail. How?
And the
they give it to Bobby Smurda.
The crazy part about it is one black dude. He the only nigga that ain't get bail.
Mm-hmm.
Come
it's
on.
It's fucked up, man.
You know what I'm saying?
That's
what's his
up.
Name? Rowdy Rebel.
I did.
See what I'm saying?
He part of the black
so
niggas
for Trump.
They gonna
put all the blame on him.
Mm-hmm.
He might.
He
get
got.
It
he
off.
The fall guy.
He might get it off.
That's fucked up, man.
That's how
up.
They do us, man.
And they gonna hook him up with some money and get him out. You ain't gonna hear about it.
Nah, he the only one that didn't get bond. Nigga. Everybody else got bond.
Tell me what that the system gonna do, man.
I'm telling you, he didn't get bond, nigga. They told him
that, that's what they gonna put out. They gonna put out he ain't get bond, and they gonna get out with some bread. Damn. You know what this fucking government do?
Kissing
that. Fuck this shit.
Now I know what they do. He might come up missing.
Yeah,
that's what they do.
You right? It's best.
Did y'all hear that Killer Mike album? We ain't been here in a while,
man,
so.
I thought we talked about that.
I don't think we talked about that last time, man.
Came out like 8 months ago.
It didn't come out no 8 months ago. I'm saying we've been gone for a little while, so.
Yeah, you ain't got to talk about
that. Yeah, that shit.
Ago.
Hey.
Gangster.
It's all right. Yeah, nah, he got some shit on there. It's
Killer Mike, though.
Ghetto gospel shit.
That
right
shit
there.
Is hard.
Gospel shit for the streets.
I'm still spinning it.
Yeah, nah. It's definitely
I'm not even gonna lie. I'm still spinning that shit.
Definitely got heavy replay value.
And then I get to my R&B.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, let me spin some of this Killer Mike.
Yeah.
What you listening to in the R&B right now?
SZA. Ombre. Sir.
you in your bag.
I be chilling, bro. I really be chilling. Who the fuck? Snow Allegra. For sure. She got some new
you
music.
You listen to WizKid?
Snowfire.
I ain't listening to no WizKid.
Me either.
Yeah, I be mixing it up, though. Yeah, I be chilling. blasting that shit because I'll be around my,
oh shit,
gangster.
Damn, that's gonna storm out this motherfucker.
It's going crazy outside.
So I'll be with my daughter and shit. So I'll try not to blast that rap shit, that gang, Lil Durk too much. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'll be like, yo,
Gunna.
I don't listen to neither one of those individuals. Why?
Fuck you mean?
I don't.
I do with your purge.
That shit, huh?
I do with your purge.
Oh, you listen to the Gunna album?
Fuck you mean?
That fuck you mean song got a
fuck you mean?
I haven't even heard it.
You heard it.
Uh-oh.
I have not heard it.
Y'all listened to. You told me about it.
That's his man. He stopped listening.
You was like, yo, Gunna got new. Fuck you mean? Stop with the switching up shit.
Why do you lie?
We here.
You lie on me.
We is fucking here.
You lie on me terribly, bro.
Like, fuck you,
you
mean?
Be your favorite rapper to spin, man. Stop playing.
Fuck, I'm not spending none of that shit. I don't spin.
I'm about to push the shirt.
I don't spend plea deals and telling.
No.
Why I don't. Not, like, what you want me to do?
Why you don't listen to it?
You ain't no street
nigga. Because I don't.
We're not from that.
I don't. Because I don't.
We're not from that area, so we need to start. Cause we don't do that.
You can't even get the words out.
We don't know nothing about that. Readings. Court. Niggas in jail.
I don't agree with those actions, so I don't spin that type of music anymore.
That type of music. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. What? I'm telling you, Dave, I don't agree with the actions of how those individuals have moved.
Okay.
You know what I mean? As they want to be street individuals. So
okay, so what if your artists do something with them? What you gonna do then?
I don't listen to it.
You just ain't gonna listen.
I don't. I
you probably just listen to your artist's verse and not listening.
I skipped the whole song.
Okay.
I hate that because Gunna got songs with people I like. He got joints with A Boogie.
You can't listen to the ones before he snitched?
No. Because then I feel
you
like
the nigga before?
Because I'm
an artist.
No, because
at the end of the day.
If I spend it, I'm putting money in your pocket.
He's the artist.
I'm not putting no money in your pocket.
He's the artist at the end of the day.
You put money in Thug pocket, too. You know he need it.
Hmm?
You know what I mean?
Them niggas good, Scoob.
Them niggas is slick, good, man.
Get some slick slicksters.
Boy, man.
Then I go spend Thug more. Shit. How about that?
Okay, I see.
Yeah, that's all. Like, I don't spend any of that. Sorry. R&B. I'm not fucking with you, Dave. Oh. Did y'all see Cocaine Bear?
Y'all.
Nah, I wanted to, though. Dang, what's it about?
Bear on that cocaine.
Woo!
For real? Yes.
That's crazy.
A bear on cocaine.
Woo!
Packages fell out in the sky. There was a drug smuggling thing going on. Ended up in the woods. Bear got a hold of it. He out there wilding.
What are you doing, though?
Whatever the fuck he want to do.
On that wet? On that
I've been like smoking on Friday.
I bet figured out how to do all that shit. Sniffing on niggas' arms and shit.
This nigga is jumping on shit, killing people.
Oh man.
Finding the coke, snorting it on his nose, eating you.
Oh man.
This motherfucker was wilding. Wasn't he, Moses?
Wilding.
He was wilding, yo.
Is it comedy?
It was funny to me.
That's why I don't get it. It was funny to me. I don't think it was a comedy, but it was hilarious.
He was fucking that's crazy. Up,
watching man. A bear on cocaine wilding in the woods. People are like, man, he's busted in buildings, eating people. Like, this motherfucker was doing all kind of shit, man.
That's fine.
He was doing all kind of shit. Greatest movie. Greatest movie of all time, man. Greatest movie of all time.
First of all, we getting the fuck out of there. What is y'all guns at? Like, nigga. Through the whole movie, nobody's shooting.
So what, they was trying to retrieve as much cocaine as they can and encounter the bear or something?
See, the drop zone.
It was dropped in the woods somewhere.
Yeah, somebody's supposed to have got it, but the bear got it to him before they did.
So what the fuck was they doing in the woods? They was just, there in the woods.
It was a park. It was like a national, like a wood, like a national park type shit.
It was nearby.
Like people can go out there, you know, run, whatever, like, you know, but it's wooded, you know what I mean? And the shit fell out there. And people was like, oh, you know, that's a bear. It's not going to bother you, blah, blah, blah.
So tripping, huh?
This nigga was turning the fuck up, nigga.
It wasn't no different kind of bear, bitch.
Cocaine. You got some more?
No, yeah.
Because that's what he was basically doing. Like, you got some more cocaine?
No. Bitch, come here.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Give me some money. Oh, man. Yeah, they dropped bricks out the sky, too.
That's they dropped that crack. Was out here eating bricks. Shit.
Oh, what about a little kid? He ate some cocaine.
Yeah.
I didn't come before.
I think little kids was out there in the woods. They found a little package, a little kilogram.
I was done when the kid did it. I was like, I'm done.
And they was like, oh, this is coke. How you supposed to do it? He said, I think you're supposed to eat it. And he ate it and was just started getting sick. Like, and then the bear came out of nowhere. We want to eat their asses up. Shit's wild, man.
Peace out, man.
All right, Jizzle. Yeah, Cocaine Bear, man. I think I'm gonna go home and watch that tonight again. Greatest movie of all time, man.
Cocaine Bear is fun.
Definitely. This is what I want to say too. I ain't never seen a Chinese food restaurant commercial. Just want to throw that out there.
Yeah, nah, you don't need that. Mm-mm. Only commercial you see was
the billboard,
Panda Express, but that's a chain of niggas.
Yeah.
Damn.
You know what I mean?
Panda Express. You don't
see commercials for mom and pop stores anyway, nigga. That's a mom and pop store.
That's basically what they had forever.
Yeah.
Independent restaurants.
Them restaurants be fucking, that's fucking small.
Yeah, you don't need no what's it. All you need is word of mouth from the people, baby. Mm-hmm. We got good fried white chicken wings in over there.
Fried hard. 15 minutes.
You know what I mean? And they eating.
Yeah.
I just kind of thought that was odd. Like, I ain't never seen.
I think the Chinese people need to give free dinners out for the people in the community every once in a while.
I agree with that. There you go, Dave. That's real right there.
You know what I mean?
That's some of these gas stations need to give out free stuff.
What'd you say, Moses? The Indians and all that. All the corner store people, if you. You own a business in the community. Help the community out sometimes.
I agree.
Y'all
with that.
Eating. Y'all taxing for no reason. Y'all know it. Some of y'all be taxing crazy.
Let the old lady run up a tab a little bit. You know what I mean? You know she needs her little necessities from the store, and she ain't got it this time of the month.
I got a dollar off. You're not that little dollar off and stuff like that. Look how much money I'm telling you. You'll make more. It seems like, but
have a line outside the door.
And stop being rude when you go in there and spend the money. I know you spend the money, especially black people. They go in the store and start disrespecting
me. Like that shit. Be rude as fuck.
I don't like that shit right there.
You got money now, you can just talk
a certain way. Get the fuck out of here, man. Fuck
yo, all right, give me the fucking blunt away.
Yo, what the fuck, man?
Because I ain't going to lie, I don't know New York, but down here, I think probably New York too. Down here, like, we fuck with our IQs and shit, especially the store. Like, you go in there, you talk some shit. Hey, bro, you got a problem, bro?
Nah, we niggas fuck with the niggas in the store.
That's
we,
all I'm about to say. Yeah,
we just,
especially the ones who make y'all sandwiches.
But see, it's a different kind.
Yeah, niggas give them all. And we just like to talk shit to people.
Oh, I see that, but I'm just talking about, I never, when I see y'all talking to IQ like, I don't look at it as like y'all fussing. I'm talking about like, real motherfucker be like throwing like yo.
Yeah, some people be having a bad day.
Like, that's what I'm talking
about. You know what I mean? Some people be having a bad day.
Now me, I'm not gonna talk shit to you, but I'm gonna make you work. I'm gonna make you do your job today. you gonna work for this tip I'm about to give you. I promise you you are. I ain't gonna talk shit. No, thank you. I'm gonna be kind. You know what I mean? Appreciate all that. You know, but
I send more turkey.
Right.
It's fun when the niggas talk back too. Niggas talk shit back.
Fuck you.
Fuck you. And niggas respect it. Yeah. I see you tomorrow.
All right.
See you tomorrow, bro.
You this raggy motherfucker clean.
Why the cat always in the bitch?
You still come. Why you still come?
So is the cat sleep on the bread?
Yeah.
Fuck is this smelling?
Oh, yo.
You shit it? No.
Yo, shout out to the big three. Ice Cube, man. Shout out to the Big Three, right, Ice Cube.
Okay. Yeah.
They came to, facts. They came to Charlotte. Mm. My son wanted to go.
How was that?
Fire. It was dope. It was like my second time going. I went when they first came, but this time it really made me realize that, like, I recommend people to go enjoy yourselves or whatever, but that shit is long. Like, that shit was like 5 hours long.
Yeah, it's a whole event. You got a bunch of games and shit.
You know what I mean? Like, we get there at 1. We didn't get out of that motherfucker till like 6:30, my nigga. And I ain't realize that shit because it's like, just think of it like this. It's like three old niggas playing against another three old niggas, half court, going to 50.
Oh, they going to 50.
They going to 50. So you gotta you gotta watch three old niggas.
They might need to go to 25. Like,
yeah, 25 might be a little quicker. Yeah.
Like, so many, it was like five different games.
Okay, five different games.
So 50. Each game was like an hour, 10 minutes. Like,
shit, what was it? Twos and threes?
Huh?
It's twos and threes.
And like, they got a 4-point shot.
Oh, holy shit.
They got the 4-point shot, which is a little bit like Steph Curry. You know, niggas, I'm like, yo, you not Steph.
They should go.
Yo, chill out. Stop trying to shoot there. You not Steph. Steph, you not Steph.
They should go to like 30 or something.
35.
30,
maybe.
I was trying to keep it low. I went up from 25. And you talking 35. Everybody
50 is 50 was 50 too much, crazy, man.
I'd probably be better on them niggas' knees too.
But I wasn't mad at the price of my tickets. We had great seats. We sat close or whatever. I probably should have sat on the floor, but I didn't want to do that. I wouldn't want to spend $500 on the Big Three.
Yeah, support black business, nigga. Come on.
Nah, I was cool with the 71.
Support black business.
I did. Man. I was there for 5 hours. I supported. Where was you at?
I don't watch basketball. Why the fuck would I watch?
I don't mind sports. It's just sometimes, bro. I'd be like, yo, I'm out of here. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't do so much unless it's activities happening. Yeah, like,
hour, two and a half? You know,
like, watching and TV, just like with the TV. Like,
you sat in there and watched, like, three movies, man.
Like, watch the movies.
After my nachos is gone, we got to make a decision. Yo, what we doing next, man?
Hey, bro. It ain't popping.
Mike Beasley did his thing. That's what my son wanted to go see. He wanted to go see Mike Beasley. He dropped 30 out of the 50.
Hell yeah.
You know what I mean? Then he got a picture with one of the other players. I don't know who that nigga was, but shout out to him. And then he tried to get a picture with
Ice
Cube.
Was you disrespectful?
What you mean? Nah.
You're not like when your kid go up to these superstars, you be looking like,
my shirt.
I was sitting down and saying, go ahead. Like, I wasn't going up there with
you. No, but see, that's what I'm saying. Like, you be in the back because they look at and see who the father is. You over there.
Chilling.
Yeah.
Right.
Chilling.
Yeah, don't touch my son.
Nah, he tried to get a picture with Ice Cube, and then by the time he got close enough to him, called it off. You know what I mean? Had to call it off and shit. So then he was going to try to get a picture with him after the game, but soon, like when the whole shit ended, Cube was out. Walked straight. He didn't take no pictures. Oh, hey, he should have got it early.
Because he was like, missed out. They trying to take pictures of me. I'm like,
it's already been 5 hours.
They tired. They annoyed too.
I only booked it for three.
Yeah,
that shit was long as hell, man. That shit was long as hell. That shit was,
damn, it's just it.
That shit was dope. I recommend people to go, but I'll probably never go again.
I know it's a dope event. It's just that, boom. Maybe I was younger. The whole event, but now I'm like,
take your son, nigga.
Shout out to the Big
No, I'm
three.
Saying it's a good place to go, but I'm just saying, for me, like with the patience, and it don't matter my son patience too. He's just like, okay, what's, like, goddamn, we just seen two games. You know?
Yeah, NBA, stop hating on the Big Three, man.
There you go.
That's most important.
Don't worry.
Yeah, they be hating on their promotion and shit.
Another reason why I went to support, because I go to NBA games, so I'm definitely.
So keep supporting it, nigga.
Yeah, I'll go next year.
Go, you ain't got to stay the whole time.
I'll stay the whole time.
A little $70, nigga. Light work,
I like going to Charlotte, just pull up at my man's crib.
There you go.
Take an Uber from there to the stadium.
You ain't got
to
stay on.
Get a couple of drinks, because I was getting a drink like every half.
I bet.
Then we left and went to a restaurant, Dr. J. Dr. J was at the restaurant, chilling.
Stay with my man's crib.
Yeah, man. That's what I'm saying, man.
I'm saying it's fly shit. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I love Charlotte.
That's real shit. That's why I be loving, like, you know what I'm saying, homeboy connections. You ain't got to go stay in these hotels. you got some true friends that are gonna look out for it. They ain't gonna make sure you don't spend no money no way. You know what I'm saying? Right. Even if you don't, you want to. Cause you know what I'm saying? You know how you be. Like, nah, I don't want to take up. Nah, you gonna come here. You gonna come here and eat. Like, what?
The Uber driver, he was funny. Cause he was young, he was black, he was going through some things.
Okay.
He got to talking to us.
He wasn't the wild one.
Me and bro gave him some great advice, and I told him, yo, you talked to God today.
Did you give him 5 stars and shit?
Yeah, I did. Actually, and I extra tipped him.
That'd be one of the people.
He was from New York, too. So he felt comfortable talking to us, talking about what he had going on, losing a friend or whatever, going through some things like that.
That's all it takes for New York. As soon as y'all say New York, just like North Carolina, you Carolina. Okay, that's... You ready to talk? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it was
it's
funny.
A bond there for some.
Yeah, man. It was funny, man. It was funny. Yo, y'all got anything? School, what's up? You got something you got to say? You know what I'm saying? I ain't got nothing else. I'm about to get the fuck out of here. I ain't gonna lie.
Go download Stamp 2. It's on everything.
There we go.
Yep. Whatever you listen to right now, just type my name in. Passport. School.
Nah, I probably just got one thing.
Oh, you got something too? You got something to talk about? What's
I
up?
I was just saying, talk like, how shit, was my it? Nigga? It's crazy. Like, you can be somewhere. Hardly ever meet too much people, but you can jump on something else in social media or somewhere else and meet a whole lot of people. You know what I'm saying? And find like a little bond with them other than people that's been here for a good minute. You know what I'm saying? It's I ain't true. Talking about your homeboys. I'm just talking about like where you at. You know what I'm saying? You've been everywhere where you at, but there's no...
Yeah, that's what it's about, man. You know what I'm saying? Fucking,
without
social
traveling,
media, you get a... Yeah. You can connect with whatever community you want to from whoever, you know what I mean? Whether it's gaming or whatever music interest y'all got, art, you know what I mean?
It's just trippy that, like, you'll meet, you know what I'm saying, people like that in social instead of just around, you know what I'm saying? It seem like
yeah, would, I right? mean, this is, I guess, yeah. It's just easy to speak to people.
Do anything through the commercials, movies they always show. Oh, with the home place, you're gonna meet the squad or fam like that. Don't be shit be going on like that. People don't be connecting, you know what I'm saying? Who the fuck was a bully in high school? Like that shit don't go on like that. Like
damn.
You know what I'm saying? What the fuck you talking about?
Right.
So it's just crazy. We gotta get out of here. It's raining crazy.
Praying crazy.
I don't feel like driving in that shit.
Man, you gotta get the fuck out of here.
Well, nigga, I'm starving.
I do not feel like driving in this bullshit.
Yeah, that shit.
Yo, episode 150.
Buck 50, nigga.
Passport 50. School.
And
Stamp 2.
Out now.
Dirty Water Podcast. Check us out on Twitter, Dirty_Water_NC. Instagram, Dirty Water_Podcast. My Instagram is Dirty Water Lex. What's your shit, Dave?
Dirty Water Dave B.
Passport School. Tell them your Instagram, all that shit.
My Instagram, Passport School. My Twitter, Passport School 26. www.passportscoop.com. Got my merch. It got everything on there you need, man. So go check it out.
Where can they find your music at?
Passportscoop.com. 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 Go check that shit out. Get your t-shirt there while you're at, you know what I'm saying? $25. You know what I'm saying?
Feel me?
Yeah.
Dirty Water Podcast. We on Instagram. We on YouTube. Fuck with us. Comment. Let us know how we doing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Shout out to everybody that fuck with us.
Yo, check it out.
All that good shit. 2-6
and... Over the way.
Yep. Can you please-